Then we get stuck in this whole analysis paralysis thing where we're standing at the beginning of 10 right. possible things thinking, oh my God, I'm going to make the wrong decision. That's also really typical Boozer thinking. Assuming that there is one right way when in fact there's 1,000 right ways, but you can't figure out what any of them are until you start moving. And
I agree with everything you said.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. You can stay on the call then. I won't disconnect you.
What's the next approach? What's my next step? What do you recommend?
Well, first I would say unless you're at 100 days, then your first job is to be sober.
Okay.
Okay, so I know, and you hate that. You hate it the same way I said it to Happy Tree. You hate it too. What day are you on? I'm trying to look you up here.
I think it's 26 or 20 something.
Right. Okay.
I've lost count.
Okay, let me look you up. 25.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're doing then for now, between now and day 95, is you are gathering information with no expectations. So a vision board or ideas or photos or notes with no expectations.
Okay.
Whatever just sort of lights you up. And it can literally be candles. The smell of them, selling them, lighting them. It can be food. It can be animals. It can be fundraising for a... It can be missionary work.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was me, I wouldn't try to make one of them be the answer yet, certainly. And I wouldn't put so much pressure on you because Wolfie loves it when we are overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelmed with too many choices, we are in control of that. And overwhelmed with too many expectations and demands on our life and our time, we're in control of that too. And Wolfie will wind you up and say, this is all too hard, it's not worth it, I'm a disaster. I can't see what the point of being sober is, this is all really hard.
Yeah, I hear you.
I created a business to finance our move to Europe. And then once I got here, I realized that I wasn't very passionate about it, and it didn't get me out of bed, and it didn't matter that it generated revenue. I couldn't make myself do it anymore. And the catering is something that I can happily do on my day off. I have to force myself not to cook. Those sorts of things light you up. And being lit up, I got to tell you, is still a bigger deal than finding one that will pay all the bills. I understand we all want to earn money. I understand that. I do. I really do get it. But in early sobriety, right. if you front load, well, you already know what happens. Nothing good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else on the call who hasn't spoken yet?